Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like to the engravings of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And to the genealogy of all their little ones, their wives, and their sons, and their daughters, through all the congregation. For in their set office they sanctify themselves in holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels, and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. Was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord, and because of the words of his holiness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. The Lord God hath sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seethe therein, and in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. Holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.